If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
This is Business Rockstars. I'm Brittany Lehman, and my guest today is Taffa Jefferson, CEO of Amada Senior Care. Taffa, thank you so much for joining us
today. Thanks for having me.
So for those who are not familiar with Amada Senior Care, can you give me the quick elevator pitch?
Well, Amada Senior Care is a national senior care company that specializes in providing caregivers into the homes of seniors. And we also help with processing long-term care insurance claims for the families in need.
That's wonderful. And what inspired you to start this business?
Well, you know, what inspired me was my mother was a caregiver, so I've been in and around the healthcare industry for quite some time, and so that was my first exposure to caregivers, and so over time, it just became something that I wanted to be involved with, and after graduating college, it was just something that came quite natural to me.
That's awesome. And you're a former NFL player for the Chicago Bears. Tell me about the transition from football to starting a business.
Well, the transition was seamless because I call the NFL not for long.
Yeah.
So I had a short-lived career. I was a free agent with the Bears in 97. And immediately after getting cut from the team, I knew I wanted to start my own business. And so for me, it was just a matter of transitioning my skill sets that I've acquired in college and in the NFL and just applying it to business.
And what were some of those skill sets that you learned and applied to your business?
Well, you have to be prepared. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that's one of the things that being a collegiate athlete really teaches you is just to be prepared and also be adaptable to change. You got to be able to go with the flow and make sure that you're prepared for unforeseen, you know, things that maybe pop up on a daily basis. So, you know, starting a business from scratch, you just got to be able to adjust.
And what was the first step after you were like, okay, I have this idea, I want to do my business? What was the first step you took?
The first step I took was taking action. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of times we come up with great ideas or concepts, and sometimes you can suffer from analysis paralysis where you kind of analyze things too much. But you know, I just thought, what was the next natural step? And so for me, it was filing a business license, you know, advertising in the paper for employees, creating processes that I could put in place. So I would say it just came natural. The next step was to actually do something.
Right. What was harder, playing football or starting a business?
They're both very different. They're both very challenging.
Yeah.
But, I would say starting a business was very challenging for
yeah.
me because there's a lot of unknowns. Mm-hmm. And so you have to be very industrious and kind of figure things out.
And you started franchising your business in 2012.
Yeah.
Since franchising, you've grown to more than 100 locations. Tell me about hitting that 100th location mark in 11 years in business and how you manage that growth.
Yeah, well, what's interesting is after I came out of the NFL, I started in 1997. And so for 10 years, I ran the organization by myself, kind
wow.
of doing everything on my own. And that was a valuable experience for me because I experienced failure. You know, and I think that as you go out and start a venture, one of the things that you want to come away with, you know, is your different experiences as you go through the challenges of being an entrepreneur. But I learned a lot of things, and then I was able to really redeploy and apply it in 2007. So in 2007, we ran the company. We were quite successful. We wanted to extend the brand outside of Orange County, into LA County, into Riverside County, et cetera. And we learned the hard way. We had some failures and some challenges. And so we decided to expand with the franchise model. It was the best thing that ever happened. I wasn't looking to franchise. I was looking just to grow my brand and become a local and a regional player in the senior care sector. Mm-hmm. And franchising found us, you know.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
When you were, you know, hitting those hard times in business, did you ever think, wow, I might actually fail at this? And if so, how did you kind of get over that hump?
Absolutely. I think, it's something that you develop over time. You can't be afraid of failures. And I think that's a huge misconception in business that if you start a venture, you're going to be successful. Chances are you're not going to be successful. So just accepting and embracing the fact that you're going to have challenges. And when you do fail, you got to bring something away from that learning experience, and you have to apply it and continue to push on.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you said you weren't looking to franchise your business, but what advice do you have for entrepreneurs who are like, okay, I really actually want to franchise my business out?
First thing you need to do is you have to make sure that your concept validates, because you can't franchise a business that doesn't have that you haven't been able to validate in one market, two market, or several markets. So make sure you have a good concept. Make sure you have a good product or service that you can pivot to and show that this is a viable opportunity. It can be profitable, and that would be my strong advice, is to make sure you have a valid business concept in place with processes that can grow.
Yeah. And I'm sure the senior care space, it's a lot of people needing to put trust in your business.
Absolutely.
How do you kind of make sure that you are, of course, ensuring that you're doing a great job? And how do you get customers to work with you guys?
Yeah, so our whole business value proposition is taking care of families and seniors in need during their time of need. And so for us, you know, it's all about trust, you know. It's all about building a culture. We have a very strong corporate culture in our organization. And the whole purpose of what we do is to enhance the lives of others. And that includes our clients, that includes the children's that are trying to find resources to care for their parents. And that also includes our employees, because without our employees, you know, we can't grow our business. And so our employees and our clients and the families that we serve are very central to what we do.
How do you create such a strong company culture?
Well, it starts from the top, right? You have to believe in what you're doing. I mean, that's another thing that I would, a bit of advice that I would give to any entrepreneur who's looking to start a venture, is you really have to love what you do. I love my job. I love working with families. I love competing for the business. I love delivering care. Just love what you do. And everything else will fall in place.
That's amazing. Yeah. If you could go back in time before you started your business and give yourself one piece of advice, what would you tell yourself?
Ooh, that's a great question. One piece of advice that I would tell myself is it's what I've learned, is just to accept and embrace challenges. If I would have known that earlier, I probably would have grown the business faster. Mm-hmm. But, you know, sometimes we can be stubborn, and we think that delegating is very difficult for entrepreneurs. And so for me, I was always holding on to things and wanting to, you know, make sure that, you know, we would follow through on X, Y, or Z. And there's only so much time in the day.
Right.
So delegate a little bit earlier, and try to shake the notion that the business is a startup. Instead, focus on how can you scale the business up. And there are two stark differences between a startup and a scale up.
Right.
So those are the things that I would go back and do differently. And those are the things that we're doing today. And that's why we're having some success.
It's amazing. Well, Talfa, don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
All right. Sounds good.
This is Business Rockstars. I'm Brittany Lehman. And this is my amazing guest, Talfa Jefferson, CEO of Amada Senior Care.
One step away from homelessness being that paycheck. I was just one paycheck away. So when I got there on Friday, no paycheck. There was probably another 14 people standing outside the front door who had the same conversation I had with my boss. He had skipped town, gone. And I called my landlord and said, I can't pay rent. This is what happened. He said, I already gave you 30 days. I can't give you another. And that was literally, you know, day one of going into homelessness. I was in Las Vegas. I was on the streets. I didn't have a couch to sleep on or friends. I had a couch at the time. I didn't have a car. My car got repoed, so I couldn't sleep in my car. I literally slept in abandoned buildings and basically ate wherever I could find food, which included, you know, dumpsters and garbage cans. My mom was like my ace in the hole. Yeah, I expected her to say what, like, most moms would say, which was, you know, don't worry about it. We'll buy you a plane ticket back to Jersey. You can sleep in your old bedroom. I'll make you a cup of soup, whatever, right? And maybe she didn't say those things. Instead, she said, why don't you just go find a shelter? And very next call was to Eric, which was my last boss, my boss from years prior to. And he essentially said, I have this office space, and this office space is very tiny. I was thinking about starting a new business, but I'm not doing it now. The best thing about this office space, because it was so tiny, was that all the utilities were included. So I had electricity, but what was really cool is I had this really, really old desktop computer on a table that's like six foot table that had internet access because utilities were included. So I took this opportunity to spend 24 hours a day online, creating a resume, submitting it to a job application, to being on Craigslist all day long, be on Monster all day long. And there was a lot of rejection, a ton of rejection. And it was all based on surface level. It was based on how I looked. When I'd walk in and people saw me, obviously I looked homeless. When I walked into the lobby, they'd come running out from behind the receptionist desk and go, hey, you can't come in here. And I'd be like, but I'm here for the job. Sure you are, you can't come in here. I forgave her for everything, basically. And what I look back on it now, just knowing that she had to do exactly what she had to do for me at that time. And today what I do is I extend that opportunity to others who are in the exact same position that I was 3 years ago.
Good news. You are not stuck with your healthcare plan. Really, you have a choice, and it's a great one. It's called MediShare, and if you've heard about it and wondered what exactly it is, it's a way that people share their healthcare bills, and these are people who have a common faith, who want to be part of something beautiful that not only meets their healthcare needs, but the needs of others, too. And it's people who love to save money, big time. MediShare members typically save $500 a month per family on their healthcare costs. That is a life changer for people. So this could be for you. Maybe it's what you've been looking for, a way to pay healthcare bills that's not only very smart financially, but it's even profound. MediShare is a nonprofit with 400,000 members nationwide who pray for and share with each other. So yes, you're not stuck. There's another way, and it could save you a lot. Find out more. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE. 844-91-BIBLE.
You should.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through August 31st. Come in today and take advantage of first month's payment credit and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on first month's payment credit and certified pre-owned warranties.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself. But come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back. Unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
This is Business Rockstars. I'm Brittany Lehman. We are back with my wonderful guest, Taffa Jefferson, CEO of Amadis Senior Care. Taffa, thanks so much for joining us today.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
So for those who are just kind of tuning in, can you tell me a little bit about your business?
Well, we're a senior care company that's a nationwide senior care in-home service provider. And we essentially provide caregivers in-home for seniors, in the home environment for seniors. And we specialize in working with long-term care insurance carriers.
Wonderful. And how do you make sure your business is staying innovative and ahead of the competition?
Well, we have to stay in the business. You know, we take great pride in keeping our ear to the ground. We visit our locations quite often. You know, I just returned from Chicago 2 days ago. So we always want to make sure that we have our feet on the ground with the ground troops, understanding what the issues are, helping them with their marketing initiatives, and taking advantage of different verticals that might come our way.
And how do you get people to choose your business instead of a competitor?
What differentiates us from our competitors? Just the fact that, you know, we're the only senior care company in the country that specializes in providing in-home care. But additionally, we've created a resource where we can assist families in trying to look for options to finance care, specifically long-term care insurance. The long-term care insurance industry is growing on an annual basis. Mm-hmm. In 2016, there were roughly 285,000 claims on service that accounted for $8.2 billion.
Wow.
And in 2017, that number jumped to $9.2 billion. So we think that there's a huge opportunity there for us. And so that's where we're going to focus.
Absolutely. And you have a big company. Can you kind of explain your leadership style? And do you think you would want to work for you?
Would I want to work for me? Absolutely. I mean, what's there not to like about working for an organization that walks the walk? You know, this company was started because my mother was a caregiver. So the caregivers are central to what we do. And I'm a caregiver, too. I went and got my CNA certificate. So
Nice. There's
nothing like understanding the mindset of your employees.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that as a leader, you know, the caregivers understand and like the fact that I've done the work that they're doing, and I would never ask someone to do something that I haven't done myself. So
yeah.
I think, you know, when you walk the walk, people understand it, they like it, and that those are great qualities of a leader.
What was the most challenging kind of surprise that you faced when you were starting your business that you weren't really expecting you would run into?
The time that it takes to grow the business. You know, I've been doing this for over 21 years, and, you know, it's only been in the last 4 to 5 years that we've had some phenomenal growth. So quite often people say, hey, you know, you've got a large company, and how did this happen? You know, so sometimes they think it happens overnight, but, you know, I'm not an overnight success. You know, I've been chipping away long at this, long and hard for 21 years. And so I'm just pulling together the right people, making sure the culture's intact and everybody believes in what we're doing and our mission, and it works.
Yeah, overnight success is a total myth.
It is.
And how important would you say company culture is to your business's success?
It's central. You know, we love what we do. We love serving the families in need. We love delivering the care in the home. And then we also love advocating for seniors, whether they're in the home environment or out of the home. We can pivot and transition them to assisted living or independent or even in some cases memory care communities.
Hmm.
So just providing the families with resources to find good care is important. It's much needed, and especially in this senior care market that's super dynamic, and it's changing and it's growing. So, you know, we're doing a great job of that.
Where do you see the future of senior care?
I see the future of senior care being more community-based. I believe that as hospitals deal with readmissions, because Medicare is the largest payer of health care in the country, as Medicare puts some more downward pressure onto the hospital and the entire health care system, more families are going to want to pivot and transition their loved ones home. 9 out of 10 seniors would prefer to be in their homes.
Right.
And so we're just addressing the need, we're filling the gap, and we're delivering great care.
How important is social media to the success of your business?
It's great. You know, I personally am not a huge social media guy, okay, but we have a department that handles that for me.
Yeah.
But I think it's great. It's a wonderful tool to make sure that we're connected in the community, we're connected with the families, and especially our employees. We can disseminate information on the fly as it changes. We can. It really helps us in communicating internally and also externally.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What do you think the biggest lesson was that you learned when you were starting your business?
Ooh, the lesson. That's a great question. The lesson I learned was probably to delegate sooner. You know, entrepreneurs have the tendency to hold on to things. And, you know, certainly that was one of my downfalls. But as I started working and bringing in really good talent, allowing and trusting our executives and our senior level management to take these initiatives and actually deploy them and execute, that was huge for us. That was a turning point. So, you know, delegating more and allowing having the right people in the right seats to grow the business.
Yeah, I'm sure it's hard not to micromanage.
It's difficult.
Your business is your baby.
It's your baby. And, you know, you want to make sure that you're successful at the end of the day. And it's tough. But I think that was one of the valuable lessons, because I saw a huge shift in our growth as we started, you know, taking on that mindset.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
A lot of entrepreneurs, people who want to start, grow, or fund a business, are really scared to take that leap. Mm-hmm. What advice do you have for them if they're like, you know, I really want to start this business, but I'm too scared?
Well, the biggest thing that that can prevent someone from being successful is not taking any action. I think Winston Churchill had a fantastic quote. He said, "The path to success is from one failure to the next." And if you're not afraid of failing, you'll be successful. So, I mean, everybody measures success differently. Mm-hmm. I certainly think that when you're challenged and when you're facing adversity, that's when you dig down and find what kind of character you have. And just not be afraid of it. Just embrace it and just understand that that's just a part of business. No one's going to be successful. As a matter of fact, the statistics indicate that the chances of you starting a business and being successful is very, very rare. So, you know, even me, I've had a lot of challenges in growing my company over the last 21 years. And so those are valuable lessons that I wouldn't trade for anything.
What was it like franchising your business?
Franchising was, I was a little apprehensive in the beginning, but we had some phenomenal results immediately. We identified who we wanted to go after and target. One of my business partners, Chad Fotheringham, was a pharmaceutical rep. And so I saw all the great qualities that he brought to the business. And we said, we need, you know, several hundred individuals just like Chad. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we've set out to do. But, you know, it's challenging, you know, trying to grow a business and go from the small business mindset to the medium-sized business, then large, and then transitioning from startup to scale up. It's very challenging.
How do you stay motivated?
I'm just a motivated guy.
Okay.
You know, I can't think of a time where I wasn't motivated. You know,
that's
I wake up, I'm motivated.
Yeah.
I go to sleep. If I'm dreaming, I'm motivated.
Yeah.
Right. So it's just a part of my DNA, you know,
that's what you need when
you have to have that, because if you're going to sit back and not be motivated, I can guarantee you in any business that you start, someone's going to eat your lunch. So it's just a matter of getting up and staying on top of your business and doing the little things that are necessary to ensure that you're successful.
Well, thank you so much, Tava, for joining us. It's such a pleasure to meet you.
Yeah, thank you, Brittany, for having me.
This is Business Rockstars. I am Brittany Lehman. Our guest today was Tava Jefferson, CEO of Amada Senior Care.
Earlier this month, we celebrated Independence Day. It's time for you to declare your independence from big mobile companies. Break free from big mobile's hidden fees, line charges, and complicated pricing, and start celebrating simplicity with Patriot Mobile, where pricing is simple and straightforward. Patriot Mobile also covers your switching and installment fees as a contract credit, up to $1,500 per account when you join. But the best part is that a portion of each Patriot Mobile member's bill contributes vital donations to conservative organizations that fight for our freedom. This month, you can enjoy a new Motorola E4 or an E4 Plus smartphone for only $4 a month. Save over 40% on a terrific water-resistant phone, perfect for the summer, and help bring about conservative change.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Rockstars. Now let's go to Mark Lack.
This is Business Rockstars. I'm Mark Lack, and we're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. We've got Rob Jacobs, the chief unsitter of Unsit. It's a pleasure to have you on the show.
Pleasure to be on, Mark. Really looking forward to it.
We've never had a chief unsitter on the show before, I'll tell you that.
I think there's only two in the world that I know of, myself and my partner up in Seattle.
There you go. So why don't you tell us what your company does?
Our mission is to unsit the world, America, we're starting with, in offices, workplaces, homes, and schools. And we want to get people up out of their chairs and moving again.
And there's got to be some health benefits behind this. And we're telling everybody to stand.
No, an enormous amount of health benefits, Mark. It turns out I've been in the health and fitness business all my professional life. I don't want to date myself, but going back to the 1980s, I was in the Jane Fonda aerobics music, the aerobics movement, doing exercise classes, mostly to meet girls at the time, but also was a great way to get in shape. But I got into the fitness equipment business. We outfitted movie stars and people of wealth with high-end custom home gym equipment. Then we got into commercial equipment. So I've always been involved in exercise and fitness equipment. And then became a program director at the Pritikin Longevity Center in Santa Monica, where we use treadmills to pace people through an exercise program. Huh? Subsequent to that, I started a store called the Walking Center in Beverly Hills. And the Walking Center was all about using treadmills and walking as a modality to get into fitness and exercise.
Okay.
And the treadmills are unique to other exercise equipment because they pace you. They keep you going and keep you moving. Yeah. Whereas other, if you're sitting on an exercise bike in a spinning class,
you can stop
and you have to use your mental ability to motivate yourself to go, or a teacher in a spinning class to make
you go. Or a treadmill's going to keep going.
It's always keep going. You have to keep up. And it's a perfectly natural movement. We're born to walk. Our bodies are engineered and mechanically to walk. It's a perfectly natural
motion. Let's talk about some of those health benefits real quick, because I don't want people to tune out real quick, because it's like, it's about, standing and not sitting down. Health benefits, short and sweet. Give us here's why sitting is bad, and here's why standing is good.
Yeah, well, here it is. Sitting has an enormous, as a plethora of health ailments that are rooted in sitting. The guy who put all the science behind this is a guy named Dr. James Levine out of the Mayo Clinic in Minnesota, who studied movement and came to the conclusion that sitting is the real cause. The issues are, when you sit, your calorie burn drops to darn near zero. The reason is your brain gets a signal that you're going to sleep because there's no weight on your feet. Mm. When you put weight on your feet, your brain gets a signal that we're awake, there's threats, there's opportunities, let's go after them, and metabolism revs up. And you start to burn calories. When you sit, calorie burn drops to zero. That's near zero, and that's a big health problem. The cardiovascular system is strained. It drops very low. You're putting pressure on the back of the legs and the glutes, where there's not supposed to be pressure. It starts to cut circulation. The lumbar spine arches the wrong way, so you get pressure on the disc. That leads to sciatica and all kinds of other low back ailments. Then people start rounding shoulders. Neck comes forward. You get cervical neck problems. And there's if you look and talk to people who are working in offices for a long period of time, those are big health ailments. Then blood sugar burn drops very low. So you have you're sitting, you're going to sleep, you need a cup of coffee and a donut, so blood sugar goes skyrocketing up.
I don't know if that's a breakfast, but
people reach
a lot of people unfortunately do, though. That is a breakfast for a lot of people.
It is, unfortunately. And even if it's a healthy breakfast, you're taking in a lot of calories, a lot of sugar. Your body has no way to burn it because you're stuck in a chair. If you're out moving, you could burn that sugar up, but you're stuck in a chair, no way to burn it. So now the pancreas is overloaded, insulin spikes. This leads to obesity, this leads to diabetes, and a whole plethora of health ailments that come out of sitting. Creativity also drops, and so does productivity. And that's the area that our company's interested in. We believe strongly that the health benefits are kind of obvious. People know about it. You get people up out of your chair and moving, you'll have a tremendous lift in your physical energy level. But we've also found, that I've personally found in my life, that creativity improves. Mm. Productivity improves. I get more done. I'm taking in a lot less caffeine. In fact, I'm down to zero now. Yeah. I get to the end of the day, there's no afternoon lull. I'm energetic. I'm ready to go. I don't feel like I'm spent. I haven't had a workout yet. I still do a regular fitness program.
Okay.
But there's no nodding off in the afternoon. I'm creative. I'm productive. I'm getting more done.
All from just standing.
I'm mostly walking because I have a what I call a walking desk. Most people are calling it a treadmill desk.
Yeah.
We've dubbed it a walking desk because it's a desk you can be walking at.
So standard treadmill. I know you can buy them. You can actually buy a specific walking desk, treadmill desk.
Right. So what we've done, my partner and I were in the fitness equipment business for many years. All the treadmill desks that are out there, they've just taken a standard fitness treadmill, a little bit of fine tuning to it, and they've stuck it under a desk. The problem there is the treadmill for fitness is narrow. You're stuck in one line. You can't, if there's something over there on your desk, you can't get it. So we made the treadmill twice as wide. So it takes up the whole space under your desk. You can now walk and use the whole width of your desk. You can meander around, kind of like meandering on a walk, and get a lot more use out of it.
Well, you said you wish you were going to bring one. I do too. Now we're going to have to cut B-roll shots in of this walking desk.
I've got some great shots you can cut in, or I can come back out with a treadmill desk and do a shoot out in the, out in the common area. We also made the treadmill half as long. Most fitness treadmills are about 5 feet long. So it uses a lot of space behind your desk, which in a tight office situation is undesirable. So we reformatted the whole shape of the treadmill. We engineered it to go extremely slow, because when you're working at a desk, you're not running, you're not doing a workout.
Yeah.
You just want to keep your legs moving, because if you stand, I started out as a standing desk, and I found very quickly you can't stand more than about 10, 15 minutes. Your legs start to get achy. And the reason your legs are getting achy is they're not moving, and you've got blood flow going down to the legs. It can't get back up to get reoxygenated, and you get achy legs.
So ironically, standing still at a desk is more tiring than walking at a desk.
That's what I found, and that's what the science proves, is that you can stand For about 10 or 15 minutes before, and you start to get leg fatigue. There's no circulation and it's uncomfortable. And that's why people start moving around. They start putting their feet up. They end up going back to sitting. But you can walk all day long and there's no achy legs. It's a fantastic experience.
And you're burning calories, staying awake, staying focused, staying creative.
Exactly. Now, now just want to caveat to people to know that there are a lot of times I do pause the treadmill if I'm doing very precise manual work, you know, graphics on a computer or a detailed spreadsheet. There are times I'll hit pause.
We don't want to be moving up and down a little bit.
Right. Exactly. You just want to hold it. There are times you want to pause. Yeah. So I don't walk all day long, but I walk out probably about 60-70%
of the day. And I think it's about making those micro commitments.
That's correct.
You don't have to do this thing for 10 hours. Just start doing it a little bit and start to incrementally replace the amount of time sitting with standing or walking.
That's right. So I'll tell you my personal story, Mark. What happened to me is a friend of mine came to me, wanted to build a treadmill desk. And I thought it was a silly idea. I thought this whole thing with the idea of just slow walking is exercise. I was very skeptical because I'm a fitness guy. My background is getting people to 80% of max heart rate for 20 minutes, four times a week, you know, this kind of exercise prescription. So I was a skeptic. But when I started tinkering around with it myself, I started out with a piece of plywood on an old treadmill, and I just started fashioning a desk and seeing what it was like to work at a desk. I would start out doing about 15, 20 minutes at a time. Then I'd go back to my regular desk. Gradually, over about 6 months, that flipped where I was no longer using my sitting desk. I was 100% at my treadmill desk, and I now have gotten rid of, I sold on eBay four state-of-the-art Herman Miller Aeron chairs that I had in my home office. My wife, my two kids, we all had a Herman Miller Aeron chair. They're gone, sold them on eBay, and we all have standing and treadmill desks, and we do it all the time. So I just completely migrated over.
That's awesome.
And a lot of this, Mark, is about integrating exercise into your whole lifestyle.
Yeah.
So when I grew up, people would work all day in the office. Then you have your gym bag and you go over to the gym and work out for an hour after you spent all day sitting in a chair.
Yeah.
So it was sort of a separate compartmentalized lifestyle.
Yeah.
But now younger people and myself too, we want to integrate it.
Yeah.
So my whole day is about moving and exercise. I don't get to I don't have that end of the day feeling where, oh, I'm whipped. I've got to get to the gym because I've been sitting all day.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen anymore in my lifestyle.
Okay. I love that. And you just basically summed it up right there, is it's finding a way to integrate a healthier lifestyle in with your daily routine. We've got the chief Unsitter officer right here with us of Unsit, Rob Jacobs. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Mark Lack, and we're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I want to know, you were saying that for companies, right, and schools, it's about increasing productivity and having an actual tangible return on how standing helps produce better results for the company. So who's the exact client profile for what you ideally teach and sell this to? Is it the consumer? Is it companies that have a return on seeing how, all of a sudden all of our salespeople and telemarketers started standing and the results, you know, tripled or 30%.
Yeah. Well, it's funny you brought up telemarketers, because there was a study done in a call center, and call centers are a great place to study this.
I've read many studies about how important it is as a telemarketer to stand for the physiology and your tonality shift from standing versus sitting.
Yeah. Standing. And then if you're moving adds to it, and, but not just telemarketers, even customer service call centers, people get fatigued, they get tired. So, and there's been some good studies where they've shown, increased productivity measured by how many calls did they field, you know, the satisfaction of the people they're talking to.
If I'm tired and I hear a bunch of no's, my energy goes down, my morale goes down, my motivation goes down, therefore my amount of calls goes down, and has a direct impact on the bottom line of the company.
100%. And in addition, long-term, bigger companies who are self-insured or are paying high premiums for insurance for people, they know that long-term, those people are going to be health risks. They're going to have obesity, they're going to have diabetes, they're going to have low back problems, musculoskeletal issues, all related to sitting. So they want to get people up out of the chair as many hours a day as they can. So we just launched at the end of 2016, and we're just getting going now. Some of our sales are to some of these larger companies who are looking for a way to integrate this. Some have just put one or two in, and they've got people, it's a shared desk situation where workers can come up from their regular desk and do 20, 30 minutes of walking. A lot of executives have bought these. Interestingly enough, Mark, lawyers are the profession that buys them the most. Lawyers really like treadmill desks. We've got a number of people because they're doing a lot of briefing, a lot of dictating, a lot of conference calls. Conference calls, webinars, people who are watching this show right now, if you're sitting down, you should be up at a treadmill desk.
I bet there's people listening right now that have already stood up if they're not driving or if they're at their office or something, right?
That's right.
In a situation where they can't.
Because look, as all of us in today's modern work lifestyle, we're on conference calls, we're on Skype calls, we're on webinars. That's a perfect time to be up and walking. There's no reason to be sitting for an experience like that.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I love that. I'm a huge advocate of health and finding always different ways. That's why the first thing I said was one of those stand-up boards. I was like, oh, we both, right?
No, great.
We had that guy on the show. It's like stand-up boards is something that's a trend, new types of mats. I even saw something. I don't know if it was on Shark Tank or if it was just an ad that I saw online. And it was a new platform of a
something like this for your desk you sat on, and then you can put your laptop, your computer, whatever, and you just simply give it a little push and it unlocks and then lifts up. And so it goes from a sit down desk to a stand up desk anytime you want.
Yep.
So let's say somebody wants to get on the early bird list, or maybe they even want to just check you out and what you're doing. Yeah. Where can they go and see more about this?
Well, unsit.com is our website. We've got a Facebook page, unsit.greatmindsmove. That's our tagline.
Okay.
And we've got some reviews coming out in the next couple of months, and we're on Business Rockstars.
It's hard, and you're on Business Rockstars. It's hard to get a URL domain that's five letters, unsit. And you guys were able to lock one in. That's pretty cool.
Yep. Thank you. It took a little bit of negotiating, but we did it.
I'm excited to see this thing take off, and... You know, I'm going to have to check it out. I'm going to have to check it out for myself. So.
Mark, I'm hoping that by the time I come back for our next interview, this set will be equipped with walking desks. I'd be happy to supply them.
We'll have a full stand-up interview studio. We'll be the only guys doing stand-up interviews.
I'll provide the equipment. All your interviews should be up and walking, and I'll be happy to come back and set it up for you guys.
Rob, it was a pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you, Mark.
Appreciate you.
All right.
I'm Mark Lack. This is Business Rockstars. We connect a community of entrepreneurs. You can join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
The only way to grow your business is to stay focused on your priorities. Here's a few quick ways to keep your startup on track. I'm Alex Worley with a Business Rockstars Minute. Number one, write down your priorities. If you're going to prioritize successfully, you absolutely must establish a set of goals and write them down. With so many things competing for your time, it's not going to work keeping them in your head. Number two, focus your efforts. Limit the number of things you're working on. Finish one thing before you start another. Choose your top priorities and focus on them alone. Number three, spend a little time building for the future. While you're focusing on those tasks that affect your business today, don't lose sight of the future. If you are successful and your business grows, you may need to hire employees or move into a larger space, for instance. Make sure that you're preparing for long-term success. I'm Alex Worley, and this has been a Business Rockstars Minute.
You wouldn't put a square peg in a round hole, so why would you deploy a traditional firewall in a modern decentralized network? Firewalls have new requirements for businesses leveraging SaaS-based applications and public cloud platforms like AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud. We're in the cloud generation now, so your firewalls have to be engineered to fit right in. Reclaim your cloud network. Try a Barracuda Cloud Generation Network or Application Firewall free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
Message and data rates may apply.
Will you be ready when a new career opportunity presents itself? With the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University, you can learn to build the qualifications you need by earning your MBA, Information Management, or Business Analytics Master's degree 100% online. Your future is waiting, and you can own it. Get started by texting FORM to 79645 and learn more about graduate business degrees from W.P. Carey.
I'm Bob DiRigo-Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. With only a little bit of summer vacation remaining for most kids, many parents are looking for things they can do with the family before school starts back up again. Well, here's an idea that was suggested to me by a college professor. But don't worry, kids, it has nothing to do with studying. It's a factory tour. Have you ever wondered how the stripes get into candy canes? Or how computer chips are made? Maybe you'd rather see how potato chips are made. Well, there are factory tours for all these things and more. Now, if you've ever heard me on the radio before, you might have guessed that lawsuits would somehow figure into this story, and you'd be right. That college professor also told me that many factories are discontinuing their tours because of concerns about their legal liability. Let's be fair, some of these fun and educational tours may soon be gone, but for now, they could just help your child discover a career goal or a job. So, don't delay. Take some time this summer for a factory tour. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
Attention investors, respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market, as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800
521-9579. Now let's join Mark Lack at the CEO Roundtable.
We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars. This is our CEO Roundtable segment. And joining me is two rock star CEOs. Who are you and what do you do?
Well, my name is Jason Sullivan. I run two companies. One is called Viral On Demand. And like the name sounds, basically, we cause stories, initiatives, and brands to go viral on demand. And there's a certain sequence and design that we do that. And also run a business consulting company where we help accelerate the growth of companies and to where they help to help them to get to sustainable flight by design.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you, Jason. Okay,
thank you.
And yourself?
My name is Chris Wong. I'm the CEO of a company called LifeSight. You can find us at lifesight.co, right? And what our company is, we're a digital, way to think about it is we're a digital vault. So we maintain information for individuals and families for them to be better prepared in case life, in case of life's emergency. So we maintain or will maintain and help manage and collaborate information such as passwords, health information, medical records, as well as even information pertaining to end-of-life issues.
Well, that sounds like an incredible platform. I'm excited to dive more into what your company's up to. Let's talk about entrepreneurship real quick, guys. When I got started, I always wanted to be an entrepreneur. But now that I am one, my whole perception about what the word means is completely different. What do you guys think? What is your definition of entrepreneurship? How do you feel about the word?
Definition of entrepreneurship? It's a scary, scary word. You know, everybody, it's not cut out for everybody. It's not for the faint at heart. Like we were talking about a little earlier, you're going to fail. So just expect that. But we need more entrepreneurs. We need more job creators. And we need you. I mean, 70% of the GDP is created by small businesses. So we really need to, you know, incentivize entrepreneurs to open up new businesses. That's one of the things that we try to do and to help them navigate those waters when because it is scary to get your company up and running. But, you know, it's a person that is a risk taker. That's what it means to me.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, I think we have a similar view. I would add courage. Right.
So there's a long list of things. Oh,
yeah,
you could add.
Yeah. I mean, courage. I think there's also responsibility to build team leadership. Mm-hmm. Entrepreneur a lot of times implies a startup. So it's a startup, right? You're taking responsibility for families. You're taking people out of maybe established jobs.
Sure.
Right. So there's all kinds of things that go into executing as an entrepreneur, let's say.
And absolutely. We were talking earlier before the cameras turned on. How many companies have you been involved in and successfully sold and exited?
So I'm a 30-year entrepreneur. So for me, this would be LifeSight represents my seventh company. Out of the six companies prior to that, three of the companies I started from a piece of paper, and the other three companies I was kind of brought in as quote unquote the professional management to take them to the next level. But I've sold all six of the companies and looking forward to the seventh.
So you're the guy that people want to be partnering with.
Yeah. Well, I enjoy it, right? Yeah. That's why I'm looking at this company. I expect this company to probably be the most fun and probably the most recognized
biggest home
company.
Run.
Exactly.
When you say that they were started on paper, were any of those on like a bar napkin or something like that?
Well,
that's how yours was started, we know.
No, yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, the idea for the first company was I basically was snowed in with my family in Lake Tahoe. Mm-hmm. And being snowed in, you can't do anything but at least think about it. So I actually did sit there, wrote the business plan. And then that was back in the heydays when the internet was kind of getting started and money was easily available. So I came back, called the venture capital. My friend had a check for $5 million at the end of the week.
Oh, my goodness. Now, that's the fastest path to raising money.
I don't think you can stop there. I think you need to back up just a moment because I had a $5 million check a week later. How is that possible? I mean, is it only people that are totally connected that's possible? Or
like you had to have had, that wasn't your first business.
It was my first business, right? But so we can talk about this because as an entrepreneur, right, a lot of entrepreneurs start right away. I mean, they look at all their friends, they look at all their friends' success. And I just said, this is easy to do, right? All I need to do is just kind of quit my job.
Yeah, my friend did it. My family did it.
Yeah, I mean, it works. Mm-hmm. It works. But when I started, right, I didn't have the guts to do something like that. And so for me, I didn't really do my first company until I was probably like 10 years into my career.
I thought you were going
to
say 10 years old.
I was I mowed lawns and delivered papers.
Sure.
You know, I had the courage right after 10 years, but I did it after basically learning, right? I had a lot of mentors learning about what not to do as well as what to do, then had the courage. And then there's so much money available at that time. I just said, well, if all these other people could do something, I could do it as well. So it's network.
Sure.
Network. And, you know, just I think I get asked a lot, well, how long did it take you? When I started that company, you guys asked a question, how long did it take me to conceive the idea? And I said, it took me 10 years. They said, well, you just started this company last month.
You were the overnight success.
No, it took me 10 years to accumulate the network to raise the money, right, in that
so
1 week.
So you've been putting in the work and the reps to be prepared, which is a lot of times. I mean, that's like kind of like the old saying, right, luck or preparation and opportunity. What is the word? I'm tongue twister right now. Preparation and opportunity meet is luck. Absolutely. And so you had 10 years of preparation, and when you had the idea, you already had the network in place to help you.
And of course, I was being facetious when I said overnight success, because other people see that and they go, they have no idea how much ice is underneath the iceberg.
No, you're right.
Right?
Yeah.
And you had that 10 years there, and then all of a sudden they see you as success.
Because you say you wrote out a business plan on paper and it did, $5 million. So.
Yeah. Well, but Jason, I mean, looked at your bio, right? You had like odd jobs. You mowed lawns and things like that.
I was 8 years old. I started my first lawn mowing. But.
So you mentioned that in your bio, right? Because that actually contributed to probably your personality and kind of your leadership skills.
Well, maybe I would hope so in some ways. And yes, but I mean, absolutely. 8 years old, but who's going to say no to an 8-year old that knocks on your door and says, hey, may I mow your lawn? So it was a little easier, I suppose, but I had to do the hard work, right?
Yeah.
So that did condition me for other things. And then also breaking down the ability to knock on the doors, which is important in any business, right?
Sure.
That we're involved with. We constantly have to be knocking on doors and meeting and talking to the right people. So yeah, that had a lot to do with it.
Guys, as we wrap up our segment here, what is maybe one last little sentence or two of inspiration you can give to those aspiring entrepreneurs that are out there or to those first-time CEOs?
You know, I would say my favorite quote is hope is not a strategy. Mm. You know, so again, you've got to have intelligence before you can have a strategy. So get about the business is talking to your current customers and your lost prospects and your wish list prospects, and talk to your employees and talk to your senior level executives and be open with them and have an open door policy and get that information that you need so they can tell you that, hey, we're leaving this on the table, or, you know, we're missing this opportunity or things like that.
And that's one of the common themes amongst all successful CEOs is they're very clear on what their purpose is. Guys, I wish we had more time. It's been a pleasure having you on.
Absolutely.
I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars. This was a CEO Roundtable. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. Join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
BizTalk Radio.